Yes, we are here for the last Frotcast of 2011. Hopefully we'll have our regular circus of guests blooped in here. It's a little weird because it's daytime. I'm not used to seeing the sun with a microphone as well. This is your Ear Rape is Ben. We have the whole crew. Blogger extraordinaire Vince.
That is me.
We have the Unibieber Brett.
You have to explain that one.
All right. Well, it's because he has a big mountain man beard, and then he has the Southern Bieber haircut with the bangs in the eyes.
I was wearing a hat.
Bama bangs.
Yeah, Bama bangs.
Yeah.
And then, of course, future NFL.
But he also had the aviator sunglasses and the beard, so it looked like...
The Unibieber.
Unibieber was very apt.
Yeah. And then, of course, future NFL Hall of Famer Brendan.
I'd like to thank the Latino community for their support.
They've been very supportive of you.
They have.
Yeah, a lot of tamales left on his doorstep.
Those letters were nice, too.
Yeah.
And we are...
All the clay Bart Simpsons.
Oh, and so many glittery Last Supper scenes made of ceramic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on.
If there's one rule to live by, you can never have enough ceramic Last Supper scenes.
That's correct.
I built a shed out of them. I keep my garden tools in it, which are also sparkly.
And then, but all of your garden tools have a cross.
Yeah. You don't want like Satan roots.
No, really. No. And we already have blooped in Burnsy.
Boo.
Boo.
Sorry, it's just a muscle reaction.
I think that's record time for someone telling me I suck.
I'm glad that we have Burnsy in the background so that he could like throw paper clips at crickets or whatever he's doing back there. I don't know what he does, but it's very trebly.
That's the national.
I have two hands and a whole lot of fluid.
We actually got theme music. Well, we'll wait till Burnsy's corner before he gets his theme music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is he normally just running around the living room? We have to corral him in one of the corners.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you can talk. Now you can talk.
Wait, so he already has theme music, and we don't have our official.
We have news team assembled.
All right. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Well,
space unicorn.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
Before
too.
We get to Burnsy's corner, you know, how are you guys' holidays? Anybody do anything special? I made raviolis.
Ooh, that's a very Jesus birthday esque thing to do,
isn't it? Though.
I mean,
way
I remember.
To fight the stereotype, bud.
I always get a kick out of it because everyone always asks me how my Christmas was.
Yeah,
and I always say like, didn't do anything. I'm Jewish, and they're like, oh,
sad.
Yeah, they pat me on the head and then they move along.
That must be so hard for you.
We did get a lot of emails, and I appreciate it. Everyone said, "Hope you have a good Christmas," except for that one Jew. I think it's Ben. Do whatever you do.
I had a pretty uneventful holiday, but I got a text from our friend Justin, who is a friend of the podcast. He has a long, for a guy who's never been on, he has a long, distinguished podcast history.
He tends to leave stories in his way.
Yeah. I think he made a cameo on the very first podcast where he asked the bouncer for pants.
Yes,
and the bouncer actually complied.
Yeah.
And gave him pants.
And then, I had the pocket Coke where I thought I almost killed those people's dog because the cocaine fell out of my pocket.
That's right.
And the dog almost ate it.
Good times.
Yeah.
That was all the way back in 2010.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anywho, Justin sends me a text that his dad bought him a still, like, for making alcohol. And it was like, I saw some lady making moonshine out of this on YouTube, so I thought you might like it. So we got him a still, so we were all laughing.
So ridiculous.
That. Yeah.
But it's a pretty good gift. I mean, thoughtful and
cool.
Kind of awesome. Yeah.
Now, I mean, I'll just let you know, I wasn't quite as excited because last time I drank some beer that Justin made, we went to my apartment, or he met me in my apartment. We drank the beer he made, and then we went to a party that was at this little one bedroom apartment out on Geary Street. And, we both got horrible diarrhea simultaneously, so we both ended up bailing from the party and running down Geary, and I found a Shell station, and I got in there first. Meanwhile, Justin's pounding on the door.
I imagine you two running down, bumper carring each other down the street, trying to find the first public bathroom.
Yeah. Like in
I snuck out.
The sweats coming down your face is the clenched brow.
The poop sweats.
We both didn't leave at the same time, but we both that unmistakable look that we exchanged was two men with an imminent pants shitting, and so I he was doing something and I ducked out.
That look's called my ass, which is very close to dad ass.
Right.
There's a little bit of lip bite, some sweat going on.
Yeah, it is.
Look of concern.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was the last time we drank together. And so I shared the message with my mom that Justin had gotten a still, and she goes, You shouldn't drink anything he makes. You could get the Jake leg.
Which is probably true, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's a real thing. It's nerve damage that's from, you know.
I love that your mom just knows slang from the 20s.
Yeah.
Well, she's got like a healthy fear of old-timey ailments.
Yeah, no, she does. This was
You're
going
to get the wickets or Tommy knockers.
Yeah.
You're going to get the Jake leg, and then you're going to get Dumbledore's.
Oh. You know, your father never got over his space knees.
Suffers to them with them to this day.
Yeah, there's that scene in Young Adult. Probably the coolest little shot in the movie is Patton Oswalt plays a guy who like makes artisan bourbon in his garage, and he's got a blowtorch, and he's scorching the inside of an oak barrel he's charring an oak barrel so that he can age his whiskey in it.
I thought you had a beef with him having. Wasn't that your? I just saw it, and what? I was trying to remember what your beef with Young Adult was. I thought Patton Oswalt was your beef.
No. Patton Oswalt was my favorite part by far.
Oh, I thought he was just kind of playing his character. Charlize Theron did a good job.
Yeah, I thought they all did a good job acting wise. I just thought like, there's this thing that high school movies do where they all sort of fit in. All right, so first one of my first beefs is when they first meet.
Beef number one.
In the bar, and he's like, oh, Mavis Gary. First of all, no one says, oh, are you Mavis Gary? Like, with first and last name. It's such a high school movie cliche. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, and she doesn't remember him. And he's like, yeah, I had my locker next to you all 4 years. And it's just like, I don't know. That's just like the typical bullshit high school. There was just a lot of a lot of the movie, but there was too many high school movie cliches for me to take it seriously as her being a unique character. You know, she was too much of a stereotype for me.
Fair. Yeah, I feel like they were using it to sort of set waypoints, right? Where it's here's the traditional high school thing. Yeah. Here's how we're deviating from it. So I didn't really bother me, but I mean, that's a fair point.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of stuff. There's two scenes in it that I really liked. The sex scene sort of thing, and then the scene at the party where like the garage opens and he's playing the drums.
Yeah,
I thought those scenes were really great.
I thought the best was when she goes back to her dog. It's like, you can never tell me I need to be a better person. I thought that was good.
Oh, and then she does the thing where she's like, maybe you're just using being a cripple as an excuse, and it's like, I don't know. There's just so many little super stereotypical moments where I'm like,
yeah. Off that, I don't know. Yeah, agreed. That's fine.
That's enough time for a movie no one's going to see.
It was a good movie.
All right.
It was an okay
You know what
movie.
I'm going to do? I'm going to take both of your words for it and never see it. Is that
yeah, that's good. Oh, also,
I love how
I'm
Ben
not
will
see it despite both of you.
Ben will troll us by not participating in something we don't care that he participates in. Hey, it didn't see that movie still. High five.
No, but, like, I get if it was trying to be like, all right, here's what a stereotypical high school movie would do. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
That's fine. So I guess maybe, you know, all right. I don't know. I didn't read it as satirical, but like, I feel like every high school movie does that thing where basically a popular high school kid is a feudal lord where like they receive their popularity by oppressing the downtrodden somehow. And I don't know. You know, I think that might be true in middle school or something. I don't necessarily think that like holds true into like late into high school where the popular kids are popular because they're such dicks to the not popular ones.
That is true. I thought the hangers on was a better, right? Like,
yeah.
I thought the sister was really apt, right? There's always those people, even though there might not be the, because people are.
Yeah, that felt true. But like when she was like mean to people for no reason, I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah. That's a big beef of mine. I never saw.
You know the cliche movie. I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
It's the worst.
Like, they literally treat him like feudal lords, where it's like, well, obviously he only has that popularity so that the poor kids can work the fields there.
But
I don't know
that's
true.
Isn't that just sort of coming from someone being a writer that felt that way? Like, I mean, hanging out with the popular kids, the worst thing you can do is sort of not acknowledge someone exists, right? No one's...
Well, that would be more true to life, though.
Yeah, I never in high school, I never saw anyone being overtly mean to someone.
Yeah, but that's the way it always is in high school.
I didn't even know you were there.
That would be true to life, but every high school movie is like they're like overtly dickish.
But that's what I'm saying. They're written by the people who were ignored, so they sort of factor, right?
Yeah, I get it. I get why it happens.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it'd be fun. Not that I saw Young Adult, but I do agree with all your concerns about it. I think it's a lot more nuanced than that, you know? I don't know. Like, there's certainly the fair share of people that I really disliked at my high school, but it never felt like a who's more popular than the other person. It was just like different factions.
But we never had an indoor. You guys all went to school in California, like, right? We had quads and shit where I don't think there was this sort of centralized weird. I've never, like, the high schools I saw on TV, I was like, what the fuck, we didn't even have lockers. Yeah. We all threw our shit in our car.
Yeah, I think I may have accessed my locker once, like my freshman year, like, cool, I have a locker. Yeah. And then that was it.
You know,
like,
we literally like didn't have them because they took them out because people would have drugs in their lockers. So, you know, yeah. they took the lockers out. Good solution. By the way.
Yeah, now they'll just keep it in their backpack.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Or in my nose.
Or in your pants.
You're safer in here.
The thing that I remember about high school is, like, we all just couldn't wait to get the fuck out. It was like as soon as football practice was over, we were gone. Or when in the off season, as soon as, like, that bell rang, we were gone. We didn't want to be there.
Did you guys get the lunches where you can drive away in your year? And if you got, like, a C average, you can fucking take off.
No, we didn't have any rules. We had an open campus, so we could just go.
Ours was they would check cars as they left. But yet,
so much fast food was consumed.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Like an
you could power like three cars for a year on the amount of grease that I consumed, like over two lunch periods.
Well, it doesn't affect you. You can go back and take like an algebra test and ace it, you know. Whereas now I'd be like brain dead.
Oh, one time,
like legitimately, you'd be brain dead. You'd need some sort of resuscitation.
One time I failed the test because right before I faked a seizure while I was in a planner.
Wait.
And
hold on. Let's get a little more in-depth. Let's dig a little deeper.
Well, wait.
Did you really?
Okay, so I was faking a seizure, but there was those planters. It was one of those planters that has, like, the little bushy plants on it. But what I didn't know, so I threw myself backwards in order to fake the seizure. But what I didn't know is one of those metal sprinkler heads, like one of those like the iron sprinkler heads that's like cylindrical.
Those don't go down.
It was just underneath the bush line. So then when I like threw myself backwards to fake this seizure, it hit me right in like the ribs, like next to the spine in my back, and I couldn't breathe deeply. I couldn't breathe deeply for
a month. Faked a seizure into a seizure.
Well, I faked a seizure into, like, I can't breathe. I had to talk like this for, like, a week.
How often would young Vince fake seizures?
Every once in a while.
I remember I always get bad grades in my fifth period classes because I would drink Mountain Dew at lunch, and then I'd be, like, bouncing off the walls.
Our homeroom teacher had a pretty good sense of humor, and we're kind of like a hick school, so people would just go get shit-faced at lunch. And so she'd make him read all the lady parts and, you know, whatever the Shakespeare thing was. It's that like, Carlos, like... you're shit-based. I can tell. Lady parts. And that was like a regular thing, is that you had to read the lady parts. She's like, do the voice.
That sounds like he's a medieval oracle. And she'd like pull her pants down. She's like, read my lady
read
parts.
Read my lady parts.
Burnsy.
Hi.
Oh, he's still there. Good. Burnsy, do you have high schools in Florida? Or
no.
Do you just stop after junior high?
They're the indoctrination camps.
We used to have high schools, but then we couldn't, you know, get anybody to be teachers anymore because they kept having sex with all the students.
Well, you didn't grow up in Florida, though, did you? You just went to college there?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
I was born in St. Louis, but grew up in South Florida.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were from...
That's where I get all my swag from.
So how long were you in St. Louis?
Like 2 months.
2 months?
So much swag.
All right. Well, you're a Floridian then. Sorry to break it to you.
But no, I'm proud. I'm proud of being a Floridian.
All right,
he's got great teeth.
People don't expect much from me.
That's true.
So instead of high school, do most people just go to church?
No, they have what do they call them? Magnet schools?
No, they have tractor pulls.
Fucking magnets. How do they work?
Oh, so you go?
Don't worry, we'll tell you.
So magnet schools, you just go and you watch people. You like use magnets, or the students get to use magnets. How does that work?
They're like trade schools for the really stupid kids.
They just spend all day doing that thing. You know those things where it was like the magnet shavings, and you'd put the beard onto the guy. It's kind of like the super poor version of that just sketch where you just like give the guy a beard, and you know everybody's giving him like Fred Durst goatees because it's Florida.
Look, mommy gave him a mohawk. He's back.
What percentage do you think would just have a soul patch on him?
80 to 90.
89% just soul patch. Well, that sounds like a fun school. I could get into magnet school. I think
it's where they learn how to, you know, fix refrigerators and sell cell phones.
I don't think there are magnets in either of those.
So would you and C. Tates have to fight? I know he's like a North Florida.
That's how you graduate. You have to fight C. Tates. Everyone in Florida has fought him at some point.
He's got like Jaimin Hansu in his corner, and you got Terrence Howard giving you tips.
Just chill out. You just got to be chill about things.
Yeah, he's a North Florida guy, isn't he?
No, he's from Alabama.
No, he's from. He went to high school in Tampa.
Yeah, our friend went to high school with him in Tampa.
Yeah, but he's from Alabama.
Oh.
I just want to point that out because if there's a dumber person than a Floridian, it's someone from Alabama.
So who do the people from Alabama make fun of? Like Oklahomans?
Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And then
the pecking order goes west from the Gulf states.
Uh-huh. And then
it's pretty much all just around the Gulf.
And then Bernsey, after Mississippi, who's where does that go?
I think that's where racism begins.
So Mississippi doesn't have anyone that they say is dumber than them, but everybody else is putting on airs. He's one of them highfalutin Louisiana guys, you know?
Makes sense.
Pretentious. With all his pretentious frogging.
I like when we go to Las Vegas and the Nevadians will yell and shout to go back to California. Like, oh, you're from California. Fuck you. It's like, dude, you live in Nevada. Nevada sucks.
You're also like 12 minutes from California.
A profound level.
That was very enlightening. I didn't know all that about Florida. What?
Oh, there's so much more to know.
Like, what's the number one thing that most people don't know that you'd like to share?
That's tough. I don't know where I'd start. I guess that the biggest misconception is that we're all stupid, but really it's just the people in the panhandle are the most stupid because they're not really from Florida. I mean, they fall into that Alabama area and Mississippi.
It's just like Georgia's taint right there.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And then if you go down
to Georgia,
South
so that's got to be a sweaty taint.
True.
So Georgia's the nutsack, right? If we're
Georgia pizza.
Georgia's like the chode.
Is it true that you rode on airboats to school? Those like ones with the big fans,
or that your school was in fact an airboat?
My high school was built on top of the Everglades.
Is that true?
It's absolutely true. My high school was sinking at a rate of 1 inch per year when I was there.
Really? So it sunk a full 4 inches.
And now with childhood obesity, it's just going up exponentially how much it sinks every year.
Bernsey, did you get days off because your parking lot flooded? Did you ever get that? Because we had a weird thing in my high school, too, where our high school was built on like these mud flats. And if the tide was too high and it rained, the entire parking lot would flood. It would come up through the grates, so I got to miss a lot of school. Never got a snow day growing up in California. The closest thing we got was a parking lot flooded day.
I had one snow day, and it apparently only happens once every 100 years. So they're just like, "Fuck it, man! You kids are only gonna see this once."
We had foggy day schedules.
We had hurricane days.
Nice.
And that's when we just go smoke pot all day.
And that's called every Friday.
You make a debris angel. Look, it's other people's memories.
All right, so should we back you into a corner and play your theme music?
Nobody puts Bernsey in
a
corner.
No, that's the thing. Everyone puts Bernsey in a corner.
Oh, yeah.
All
shit.
People.
Except we just did.
Here we go. We got Bernsey's. Right. He wanted me to play him on with a song.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day. Word, bust it. Informant. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I'm a blame. I like you, bum, bum, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somebody down the lane. I like you, bum, bum, damn. Informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I'm a blame. I like you, bum, bum, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somebody down the lane. I like you, bum, bum, damn. Please, I'm gonna call me, not they blow down me, though.
I let that play for a while because I just like that song so much.
That would be great if Bernsey parlayed his spot on the Frotcast to like national, you know, like acclaim, and he eventually got like a bit on like TMZ where he was like the informer. He'd be like, now it's time for Bernsey's Corner, and then it's like
informer.
But it was kind of like,
that was no me, I could play, oh.
Yeah,
it was kind of
like a stylized version that was sort of cut down just for like his.
It's like it'd be like Josh Groban playing informer like, on a keyboard.
Wait, do you
on a Korg?
Is that how you piano. Is that how you rat people out now? You lick someone's boom boom. Like, I
licked his boom boom down.
Wasn't Snow Canadian?
Yes, he is. You know the name
is
of
it a singular? Is it a guy or I thought it was the
it's
band?
A dude. Oh, it was a dude.
He's just Snow?
He's just a dude who's really good at talking fast in a fake Jamaican accent. And for some reason, like in back in the early 90s, they felt the need to give him some sort of mythology, like he was...
Like there's 100 words
like,
for him?
No, he was born in he was born in a slum in Jamaica, and that's why he's like that. It's like, no. He's just say it's a guy who has a cool parlor trick.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Like, hey, you're really good at like this like weird Jamaican rapping thing, Mr. Canadian guy. What are you going to call yourself? Snow. He looks out the window. Yeah. Snow.
But it was perfect for his album title, 12 Inches of Snow.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because he was so witty.
Yes.
You know this, Canadians.
Hey.
Hey. Burnsy, what do we got in your corner this week?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say that I hope you all had a very happy holiday.
Fuck
because
you.
I was thinking about all of you when I was making cookies this weekend.
Aw.
Thanks, Burnsy.
Yeah. I missed you guys. It was sad not being with you guys for Christmas.
I feel the same way.
We should have done a Christmas edition, I thought, but nope.
We tried, but...
We were scattered across the greater Northern California
area. I was busy making
area.
A ravioli. Yeah. Mama, she's slapping my face if I don't make them right. Oh, no.
What kind did you make?
I made pork, veal, and Swiss... I took the Swiss chard, and I sautéed it in, like, bacon.
You made it with cabbage?
No.
Well, mama.
Swiss chard is kind of like cabbage.
It's kind of like the cabbage, Mama.
Hey, Papa, look at this fancy cabbage. The cabbage is so green. I've never seen this cabbage like this ever in my life.
I'm making it in the world, Dad.
The cabbage, she is a sholasha.
What was that?
Just calling the cabbage she.
The cabbage. She is a sholasha.
You go up and octave.
I love the cabbage.
Brendan goes up and octave.
This cabbage is so lush. Every elephant from every zoo in the land, they come try and steal my Swiss chard.
I feel like you can't help but go up with the Italian accent. You can't be like,
hey, Mama, the cabbage. She is so tasty.
It's like, hey, Mama, the cabbage. I love her so much. She's like a beautiful woman waiting to be sauteed.
I think it's like the Mario influence. Yeah. It just makes you want to do that.
It's a me, cabbage. I'm a cabbage, number one. Here I am. I'm making you a big piece of pie with the cabbage.
When we have a Monty Python type Fraudcast show, Brendan definitely needs to don a wig and go.
That is humor waiting to happen.
Well, that's our hasty pudding episode.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Can't wait.
The Bill Cosby episode, the British Bill Cosby episode.
He wears a wig for no good reason.
And then we have the blood pudding pop.
I'm having a return. All right, Burnsy, is this like an end of year Burnsy's Corner? Is it what's the theme this time?
Well, the main thing that I got today, I guess, is that I wanted to talk about the hot controversy involving Demi Lovato on the internet today.
Uh-oh, is this breaking?
It's a very serious topic.
I have to say, thanks to the Disney Channel, there's a lot of celebrities that I don't know who the fuck they are or why anyone knows who the fuck they are or why I should want to know who the fuck they are.
Being as out of touch as I am, I was going to ask for clarification, but I'm glad that no one knows what the fuck is. Burnsy, clarification.
She's from the High School Musicals?
I guess. I don't know.
No, maybe
no, not. Vanessa Hudgens.
I don't even really know who she is. I just know her as the girl who dated one of the Jonas Brothers, and then he dumped her, so she started cutting herself.
It's good reason.
Oh yeah,
Brendan,
because he dumped her for that hot girl from Twilight.
Brendan read her whole autobiography.
I did.
15 years of Demi was what it was called.
I'll say this: at least with Bieber, I know like one of his songs sounds like vaguely. I know like the chorus, like the basic chorus, which is the same word over and over. But Jonas Brothers, I have no idea what any of their songs sound like.
Neither do I. I played softball against them. That was fun.
Yeah.
They have a lot of fans. That is a fact. All right, Burnsy, what's going on with your girl Demi?
All right, well, some Disney show. I didn't look up the name, so I'm not prepared. But this Disney show had a joke making fun of eating disorders.
That's a no-no.
No, and Demi Lovato apparently had an eating disorder at one point, so she was very upset by it.
Did they force her to deliver the line? Because that's delicious.
That would be hilarious. But no. It was their little crew of Aryan children that they have on their TV shows.
All right, well, I got the clip. This one looks Asian, frankly, but I'll play it anyway.
How old are you? 13? 14? 15? 16? You're adorable.
eat you guys up. You know, if I ate.
What's so funny?
These two young ladies.
Jesus, man. Yeah, so that was that.
That's it?
That's the controversy?
If I ate, yeah. Big
That's
laugher.
The controversy.
Belly laugh. It would have been better if they added something like, I just had a big gulp of air a couple minutes ago, so I'm full.
That seems pretty tame.
Yeah. It's the Disney Channel. Well, hey, Brett, welcome to 2012, bro.
Oh, wow. Look at that fucking YouTube thing. 762 assholes decided to vent their opinion about this thing by dislike.
Oh, yeah. It has 71 likes and 762 dislikes. Ooh, that's not something to laugh at, Vince.
But that's more of a fucking comment on the YouTube audience than it is. Like, yeah, YouTube people, not really a good slice of the internet.
Well,
man.
They're looking to get offended by things.
Yeah. It's only a day old. When people in Europe get this news in like 5 months, you know, that'll be another few hundred people disliking it.
They'll so be true. Outraged also. Yeah.
Like the entire population
Although
of Europe.
Europe doesn't get quite as offended as Americans do. They don't quite, maybe a little bit, but not as much. We love getting offended.
I think they actually encourage eating disorders.
Tangentially related, I got kind of pulled into a YouTube rabbit hole where someone posted a link, this amazing link, and it was Buddy Rich, the old drummer, like just playing this ridiculous solo. And it was so cool. The guy was amazing.
Fake.
Yeah.
Gay.
Photoshop. Gay.
First.
LOL.
Yeah.
First.
No, but it was so good.
And you have to do it's the other first, right? Because they post at the same time.
Yeah. This is not comment related, sorry. It's just related to YouTube.
First.
I went down the whole rabbit hole of looking at suggested videos till I finally got to one that was the audio of him berating all his band members. Which was, like, so funny because he was using all, like, the old jazz terms. And you could tell, like, the way he was swearing.
Jive turkey?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he called someone a turkey. But you could tell the way he was swearing. It was like when back in those days, like, we say fuck so much that it kind of loses the meaning a little bit. But then he's just like, fuck! You know, and you can tell everyone's kind of like, oh. You know, he's like, I give you guys a day off and you come back and you suck like that. And he's talking about blowing clams.
Is that the thing? Yeah, it's really hard to understand.
It's kind of hard to understand because it was you know, secretly tape recorded in like 1972
by a telegraph. They got it.
Yeah, but it's so funny.
A secret reel to reel was in there.
Yeah, for whatever reason, it just struck me so funny that he's yelling at like all the horn players, like you guys are blowing clams all over the stage. It's like the clam is like the old timey jazz term. The clam is the old timey jazz term for like a sour note on the horn. You guys are blowing clams all over the stage.
You look like you got the Jake leg.
Yeah, you suck. You guys suck.
You got to be careful with the YouTube rabbit holes.
I know.
You could wake up like a week later and not even know what happened.
Yeah, the ghost of Buddy Rich is yelling at me and drumming a solo on my forehead.
While Fred just whistles a high-pitched tune in your ear.
Yes.
Fred the one I hate?
Yes. Yes, he is. All right, Brunji. So we're all concerned about Demi and Demi?
And she's Demi, yeah.
So wait, the one who made the joke is the one that's Demi?
No, she's not in it. She's a former Disney actress who was pissing off about it on Twitter, and she got all her, you know, millions of retard followers getting upset about it too. Disney had to respond to it on Twitter.
The Demaniacs, right?
Demigods. Demigods.
Demigods. All right, fair.
That's pretty good.
All right. All right, what's next?
I wish my name was Demi.
We could call you Demi.
I'd totally go with that. That's a girl's name, though.
I'd go with the burn list for you.
Yeah, we can call you a girl's name. That would be silly.
That'd be ridiculous.
Mm. Well, Ashley Burns, what else we got for you?
Not much else. I wasn't very well prepared for
that. It was a last minute
invite.
I'm tired. I heard about something a minute ago.
Neither are we. We got drunk.
But you know what we do have to be excited about?
What's that?
Van Halen announced that they're going on tour with David Lee Roth today.
That's right. Sammy Hagar, is this what you wanted?
Is he dead?
Is this what you wanted? Dead.
Can they? I'm not a Van Halen fan, but can they just invite Sammy Hagar to like sit back on the back of the stage, drink Cabo Wabo, and do backup vocals or something?
I'll never buy your lousy records again.
Sammy Hagar will never ride backseat to David Lee Roth.
I was never a big Van. I never got the Van Halen. This is David Lee Roth's vocal track only to Running with the Devil.
Oh, it's one of my favorite YouTube videos ever.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I live my life like there's no tomorrow, and all I've got I had to steal. Least I don't need to beg or borrow.
Sounds pretty on key there.
Yes, I'm living at a pace that kills. Ooh, yeah.
Wait for it.
I'll tell you all about it. I found the simple life ain't so simple. When I jumped out on that road, I got no love, no love you'd call real. Ain't got nobody waiting at home. God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time. Yes, I am. Yeah.
Burns, you can look forward to that at the Amway Center.
Oh, why'd you stop
it? I'm going to put it on my iPod and just listen to it on loop.
That's one of my favorite YouTube videos of all time. I play the whole thing. It's so good.
Is there a kazoo? is he installing cabinets?
You know, I found the simple life once so simple. No, when I jumped out on that road, got no love. No love you'd call real. Got nobody waiting at home.
That's such a great period of music.
Oh God, I'm running.
We should have this playing in the back of interviews.
One more time.
Interrupting us.
Interrupting David Lee Roth. How is that not in its own entire soundboard? Because that
I think there is a soundboard. Oh, that. Yeah. Because this one got a lot of play with my college buddies. I didn't realize it was still playing.
Woo! He won't let you finish.
What's that, David? David, you still there?
Look, he's done.
No, he's done.
If any film drunkards out there want to know what it's like to be really fucking high on cocaine, it's like that's happening inside your brain.
All it makes
talk,
me think of...
Talk more!
It makes me think of who I know is based a little bit on, is Dr. Roxo from Metalocalypse. And I'm Dr. Roxo, I do cocaine!
I love that period of music where it's like, it doesn't even matter what you say. You just have to be so stoked about everything that you just constantly scream and shriek.
Oof, that, oof.
Sorry.
You're no David Lee.
Strep throat.
You're a capable son of a bitch.
I had strep throat.
Right into my ears with your strep throat.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, David, for stopping by.
I did. Scissor pass. Stop it by.
I was going to say that I always thought Chris Kattan's impersonation of him was fantastic. Oh, and then listening to that, screw that. That was just, I mean, nobody can do that.
No one does David Lee like
David
Lee.
I would pay $75 to watch him stand on stage by himself and just do that for 2 hours.
Especially now that he's all bald.
Just talking like a one-man show.
Just a bald old man with like... With pants.
Yeah, and like a yacht club hat.
Yeah, like the half wears.
What?
Like the half wears.
Yeah. Like Hugh Hefner?
No. I don't even mean that. I mean like the kind, like, you know how a baseball cap has like kind of a stiff front? Mm-hmm. It's like a baseball cap without the stiff front. It's kind of wrinkled and sort of faded, and it's got like yachting flags on it that old men wear.
Yeah.
My Vince, dad wears one.
I like the yachting
the captain's hat.
Yeah.
Well, he definitely did wear that a lot, and that was part of the Chris Kattan repertoire when he would imitate him. He'd have the hat, but I'm talking more about like an old guy hat.
Fair.
Either that or one of those battleship hats. Old guys love those.
I saw Sammy Hagar not too long ago. You see him around town a fair amount of time around
here.
Yeah,
he lives just across the Golden Gate in Marin.
Yeah, I saw him at Sam's, and he had a really hot daughter, and then I looked her up, and apparently she was 15. So.
And this was 3 years ago.
I had to burn my eyes. Sorry, I'm sorry, Sammy.
I wonder what David Lee Roth said when he saw her.
Ow! Yeah! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Well, Burnsy, any...
Oh!
Yes!
It's David, what do you think about Sammy Hagar's 15-year-old daughter? She's pretty cute, right?
Yeah!
Are you...
What kind of sounds does she make you? I mean, if you saw her just walking down the street in a pretty little...
I live my life like there's no tomorrow.
Stop dodging the question, Mr. Lee Roth.
All I've got, I had a steal.
Well, I feel like you're being a politician now. You're just...
I don't need to beg or
no, I
will not be shouted down, Mr. Lee Roth.
I understand. I feel like you're sticking to your talking points. I feel like you're sticking to your talking points now, but what I really want to know is...
Mr. Lee Roth, stop interrupting.
No, I'm tired of this. Would you? No, I just want to know from a personal standpoint, like how you feel when you see Sammy Hagar's.
I'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
I found the simple life. It's so simple.
But you said that.
Repeating yourself.
You said that.
I jumped out on that road.
I know, but she's walking down the street.
I got
okay.
No love. No love you'd call me.
Right, well,
that's kind of sad, but that's beside the point.
Waiting at home.
Oh, he doesn't have anyone waiting
for
him.
You're a free man, so you're free to think what you want about her. So that's why I want
to. God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
There's no reason to swear, Mr. Lee Roth. Like, are
you
going
to get
listening?
Belligerent?
Let's change the line of questioning. Where'd you go on your last vacation?
Yeah!
We have credible reports that you went to Panama. Nothing.
Mr. Lee Roth, a response,
what do you
please.
Have to say about that?
That's it?
He just keeps digressing now. I'm tired of tired of getting blown off.
I don't think you're answering the question, Mr.
Do you think they gave him that? Do you think he had that in
he
the sound?
He just has like he's got a button-up shirt with a pocket in the front.
Or maybe he can just make that sound naturally when he gets so excited. He just goes,
he's got a flower that squirts. He's also had one of those old-timey car horns. He's like, "Ooga."
I just like that the YouTube clip just has a picture of him, and we're talking to it like he's on teleconference.
And he's got that smile on his face. He looks like he's ready to answer anything in that picture, doesn't he?
He was live via satellite.
Yeah. I wonder if Panama, just David Lee Roth's vocal track, would be as good.
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, Burnsy, thank you for coming on and sharing your corner for this.
Thanks for having me, guys. I always appreciate it.
Yeah, and what goes down in Florida for New Year's? Is it just a lot of guns fired in the air? What happens?
We don't own any clocks, so we don't know exactly when it becomes the new year.
Do not believe in them.
We use the gunshots to tell you.
Our medicine god won't let us own calendars.
Oh, dear Vicodin, we pray to thee.
There's only 3 hours in a Florida day, and we tell it by looking at the shadows off the cows.
Did you see there's some new painkiller that's going to be like 10 times as strong as the Vicodin or what, Oxys, something like that?
Percocet.
Yeah.
All the fake
people must be excited about that.
All the old people are probably excited about it.
Well, old and young, I would say under 20.
Well, and our drug and our drug users, we have plenty of those too.
That's all I was leaning towards.
Yeah,
you know,
I said this on Twitter, but this morning I was riding my bike around and I saw this this black chick, and she was arguing with this other, well, not black chick, but someone, an African American,
and but she was an albino, so it was a black chick arguing with an albino, and it looked like Spy versus Spy.
Ooh, maybe they were shooting the sequel to the Antonio Banderas one.
versus Sever, Ballistic?
Yeah, Sever versus X.
I know what it's called.
X then. Versus Sever.
There's This Means War, starring Tom Hardy and that other guy from Star Trek. With Reese Witherspoon. Mm. Okay, could you not?
Well, Burnsy, we appreciate
David Lee Roth again.
Yeah, he's very flatulent today.
You didn't know, you never noticed that part of the track of Running with
David
the Devil.
David Roth.
That must be a B-side.
It is a B-side.
Burnsy, have a very, very wonderful new year.
Before we let you go, we were about to talk the girl with the dragon tattoo because three of us have seen that. Have you seen that, Burnsy?
Oh, wait, I'm tuning out.
Yeah, go ahead.
I haven't seen it yet because I'm about to go on a kick of just good movies to make up for all the crap that you forced me to watch at gunpoint.
Oh, yeah, it was all my fault, What about Young Adult? Did you see Young Adult?
I haven't seen that yet either.
All right, great. Well,
I have one movie that is sitting on my desk that I'm going to watch at some point soon, and that's The Mechanic.
Oh, right.
Because Statham always makes me feel better.
Don't I, in it.
If you put this DVD in, you're guaranteed to feel better, isn't it?
It's pretty good.
Burnsy, put in the DVD.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right. Well, thank you for your corner, Burnsy. We love you very much.
Hey, thank you guys, and I hope you guys make some wonderful New Year's resolutions and stick to them.
Burnsy, your corner completes our square.
I don't think there was much sincerity behind that.
Boo!
He didn't have. He did a wanking motion as he said it.
Hang up on this man.
Dismissed.
I can always hear the wanking.
Dismissed.
That could be a judge show where they have to call in.
You've been blooped out.
Yeah.
Overruled.
Did you see that? There was like a wedding proposal, and this guy was proposing to this chick, and then they pulled out to show that he was at a Star Trek convention, and like Patrick Stewart was sitting there. No, so he's like,
say yes.
No.
Wait, no. Can I do it?
Yeah, you can. She says yes. They kiss, and then it pulls back, and then you see Patrick Stewart in the frame, and he says,
"Engaged."
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that joke.
No, that's what they actually did. It was pretty...
I never heard the story, but I knew where it was.
Oh, that's really what he said? Yeah, he said engaged. It was pretty fantastic.
Can they wheel him around like he's a combo of...
Like wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, he's Professor X and...
Yeah.
Picard?
So he's like, he's got the top half of Star Trek, but the bottom half blanket and wheelchair.
Ooh, I am in on that.
And he's just constantly touching his forehead.
Yeah, but then he tells...
Yeah, then he points.
And then he points to the Enterprise to go different places.
Go with my mind.
Am I the only one that is just so just jaded on life that I'm a little confused by always the congratulations to everyone for getting engaged? I know that's the only thing, that's the thing to say, but how many people do you know that say no?
Yeah.
So it's sort of like the inevitable. I know I'm just a
I know at least one.
That said no?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And how did that go?
Really?
Well, I didn't get married.
I called Luke about his... three of our friends got engaged like this week.
In like the last 15 minutes.
Yeah. And so I called one of them.
Who else got engaged?
Justin and Luke got engaged.
Oh, God.
Who else?
He's got a still now.
Justin, Luke, and who?
I don't know. He wanted to make it...
Sandow got engaged?
Yeah, he had an engagement party like a week ago.
Anyway, I was invited.
I know. Yeah, I wasn't either. I know I'm just the miserly pessimistic Jew.
I wonder why.
But I just always find it a little ironic that everyone's like, congratulations, it's official. And it's like, really? She wouldn't have said no. No? Am I just the jerk here?
Yeah, what?
Well, can't you be like, happy for other
people? It's not like the
then.
Guy gets anything out of it. It's like, hey, congratulations on not getting any other pussy besides that one.
Friend Justin kind of hit the nail on the head where he was talking about buying the rock and everything. And
you can't sell him out.
No, he's open about this where he's like, he's thinking about it all in terms of like, well, I have to live in my parents' house this much longer if I want to buy this rock. But then I have to live in my parents' house this much longer if I want to buy this one.
It's true.
Yeah.
You have to think about it like that.
I refuse.
Congratulations.
If I spend 10 grand on something, it's going to be like a car or like at a trip
or
somewhere.
The most amazing fleshlight ever created.
Fleshlight, I mean,
with
I don't
like want the hottest anime character printed on it.
I don't want to insult them in case they ever sponsor us, but like trying to jerk off with a fleshlight is fucking intolerable.
Wait, what?
You've tried?
Yeah, I had to review one when I worked at that place that I worked.
What?
Oh my god!
Hold the phone! Hold the phone!
Hold the phone! Business opportunity. Fleshlight. Do you want to dispute these charges?
Wait.
I did not know this.
Sponsor the Fraudcast.
You fucked the master cylinder?
I did indeed.
Wait, and it wasn't that good.
No. Here's the thing.
Wait, I have only one question. Where does the release, where does the cum go?
Is
there a receptacle?
The fleshlight is dishwasher safe.
Did you do it at your desk?
You're gonna get cum in your dishwasher.
I didn't put it in my dishwasher because I was a review.
You hand washed?
It was a review copy, so I could basically just jizz it and throw it away. Like
that is wasteful.
Like so many of your mothers.
It's a dishwasher, not a cum washer.
Yeah.
So what? By the way, most important question: what version did you get? Was it like? Because Dragon Tattoo one would be pretty good.
They might have better ones now. To be fair, if they want to sponsor us, they might want to do like a Domino's thing where I give my bad review of the fleshlight, and then the CEO of Fleshlight comes on TV and he's like, Vince in San Francisco, this is unacceptable, and we're going to change it. You know, they change the whole fleshlight formula, and you know, like.
Do you think they just have a room filled with dudes trying them out?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, nope, not going to work.
All right, but my review of the fleshlight as I tried it a few years ago.
So you put it on and then turn it on? Or is it you have to physically
turn it on?
It's like a flashlight. You're banging a flashlight.
Yeah, there's no turning on.
So you're physically moving it up and down.
That's the problem with it. I think maybe like you know if I had a picture of a girl on my wall and I hollowed out a hole in it and so I could actually like thrust into the fleshlight. The problem is don't interrupt me. The problem is you're not actually thrusting into the fleshlight. You're basically using like the same jerk off motion you would use to jerk off. So it's basically like you're jerking off with a 5-pound dumbbell in your hand. So it's very awkward.
Does it feel better than the palm of your hand?
I mean, it does, but it's offset by the fact that you have this big awkward weight thing in your hand.
5 minutes in, when I was profusely sweating and my forearm was dead.
Well,
tired.
I mean, you've developed a certain speed and
Do you have to squirt lube in there?
Presumably.
I'm still stuck on the idea that someone accidentally walks in seeing what you want for takeout and you're fucking the wall, just crying with your forehead against it.
Dad, I can explain.
But, and your neighbors are so pissed off that you bought that thing. Yes. What does he do in there?
It's not efficient. I mean, your hand already does an adequate job of mimicking what a vagina feels like, I feel like. And the added 5 pounds to your hand does nothing to improve that experience.
What if there was some sort of glove you could wear that, I don't know,
that magically made the weight less? Because that would be a great glove. I think Superman.
Ben's talking about some sort of vagina glove.
Yeah, a vagina.
You don't have to.
But see, as long as you're adding weight to your hand, that's always going to be a problem.
It's pretty light.
How much can a vagina weigh?
Yeah,
not much.
A fleshlight is fairly heavy.
Maybe they've come out with lighter versions.
Look, all I'm saying is maybe if you took the fleshlight and you stuffed it between your couch cushions like Joe King and had your way with it that way, I could see that being effective.
I thought he just fucked the couch.
Well, he did, but that's because he didn't have access to a fleshlight, presumably.
I think he's just keeping it real. I think if he had a fleshlight, he'd still fuck the couch.
And he'd talk to the fleshlight.
It's possible.
Hey, fleshlight.
You're my best friend.
You got a big mouth. You got a big, dirty mouth.
Oh, he'd get the mouth one.
You got
one.
A pretty mouth.
He'd get the mouth one and make it talk.
Oh, don't do that to me. he's got like his thumb on the bottom lip. Oh, Joe, don't. I swear, please don't.
Joe, take me to Subway.
Joe, your jokes are so funny. I love that one about the Falcon.
I love the one about the 30-foot gay Falcon.
Oh, Fleshlight, you're the best friend.
We should get some Joe King drops. It would be the best. Beef rider. You know I want to come inside you.
Do we play that bit or do we just recant it?
My puppy's pussy's like a baby's bunny pussy.
Oh, God, I love that.
Yeah.
That method brought that whole thing to life. That chihuahua's pussy must have felt like a baby bunny's pussy.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a good news story.
A meth head had sex with a chihuahua?
He did.
Yes.
The mouth
a meth head in a wheelchair had sex with a chihuahua.
In what state capital did this occur?
Tampa.
That is not a state capital.
Orlando.
That is false on every level.
Jacksonville is the capital of Florida. Or Tallahassee is the capital of Florida.
Oh, man.
Daytona Beach?
State.
He had a ride with Tallahassee.
Is not Bismarck, North Dakota.
No, it is in the South.
Or
somewhere.
The Bismarcky.
Maybe.
The South. The South part of America, big fans of that meth. Big, big fans.
Whoa, Oregon.
It's also big in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah.
Right. Oregon started the meth craze.
I got the story. The answer to the question is Sacramento.
Ooh.
Our own backyard.
I was just going to say.
Headline, man who sexually assaulted Chihuahua gets 10-year sentence. A Sacramento parolee convicted of sexually assaulting a Chihuahua was sentenced this week.
Show him the picture.
To 10 years in prison and must now register as a sex offender.
Oh, that guy has fucked many a Chihuahua.
Yeah,
that guy's a Chihuahua rapist.
A jury last month convicted Robert Edward DeShields of strangulation and sexual abuse of the 8-month-old Chihuahua. That's a young Chihuahua.
He killed the Chihuahua.
He strangled it. He was high on meth at the time of the attack, prosecutors said. DeShields is confined to a wheelchair and had rented space in a South Sacramento home. When the homeowners came home one day in March, they found DeShields holding the scared dog, prosecutors said. The next day, the dog was missing, but found in the garage with DeShields. The dog was in pain and shock, the prosecutors alleged. A veterinarian later found severe injuries to the dog's rectum and internal organs. DeShields has been in and out of prison since 1992. Because of this case's additional requirement that he register as a lifetime sex offender, which is unusual for an animal cruelty case, he must now serve his sentence in state prison.
Why is that unusual? It seems like you're probably barking up the right tree if you're looking.
Wow.
You're yapping up the right tree.
Yo, man, I may molest kids, but I don't fuck dogs.
Yeah, right?
It's just a wheelchair high on meth fucking Chihuahua. No big deal.
The child molesters are going to whoop his ass.
Don't come in here! Just a second!
The child molesters are going to whoop his ass in prison.
Yeah, this guy. Why do they always have bad audio?
It's inaudible.
What the fuck is this?
That's it. It's inaudible.
No, there's nothing. That's what's going on.
I was at least hoping we get to the engage part. But
is this the actual thing?
Yeah.
No.
Let's just have Brett do it again.
Engaged.
Pretty good.
Fair. Fair to middling. All right.
I didn't know Chihuahuas were into asphyxiation.
The Chihuahua survived, though. That was the important part. It just had broken livers.
It had two broken things, a broken rectum and a broken heart.
Oh!
Oh, Mr. Lee Lawrence. Yes. Thanks for rejoining us.
What the method sounded like when he was using the Chihuahua as a flashlight.
Mr. David Lee Roth, I mean, I know you've done a lot of crazy stuff as a rock star. Have you ever maybe, you know, pleasured a Chihuahua, seen a groupie?
He said no.
Okay, well, but then he said, yeah, it's kind of confusing. We need you to clarify your...
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I'm taking this as definite for a friend of...
Well, that seems unnecessary.
So you seem proud of it. Would I be correct in assuming?
I live my life like there's no tomorrow, and all I've got, I had to steal.
I hardly see how that applies here.
At least
but
I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living.
I think what he was trying to say is he stole a couple Chihuahuas.
He seems to speak only in soliloquy. I noticed that he's like a haiku.
Brendan said earlier, he definitely sticks to his talking points. Mm-hmm.
He's like a poem wrapped in a poet.
Oh, I see.
I don't
wrapped in spandex.
I wish he was a little.
Yeah!
I wish he was a little more open and not, get off the talking points, Mr. Lee Roth.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Really, you go to a town hall so you can engage with the public, not so you can just stick.
Ben, that is Senator Lee Roth to you.
It's true. And when I go to a Twitter town hall, which is one of my favorite things to do, and Mr. Lee Roth is there, I want him to answer honestly.
Dude, how far-fetched is that? We had Reagan as a president for 8 years. in Fresno.
Who somehow became the greatest president of all time.
Yeah, when did that occur?
I don't know.
There was like a drought going on. He caused the rain not to fall.
Yes, he did. I think he did
he
a lot
the
of things.
Rain.
I think he almost ended the moon.
Again, I will say it till I'm blue in the face. Like everybody's like, oh, we won the Cold War. We didn't get shit out of winning the Cold War.
That's a whole other debate.
Russia got a free market.
Russia got everything. Russia celebrated the end of the Soviet Union. We didn't celebrate because we didn't get shit out of it.
It's just weird. I was a child.
We got a national hero.
Well, we got the end of mutually assured destruction. That's pretty much what we got.
I think that's a decent compromise.
Although, not really.
I'm not saying that's a huge benefit.
Now they have their same weapons, but without any of the bureaucracy.
Full disclosure, Tom Cruise made sure that we didn't have nuclear war in Ghost Protocol.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's true. Much like Crimson Tide.
Very similar. Yeah, very similar.
I was going to say, in Fresno, he always comes into the Starbucks I work at when I'm in Fresno.
Reagan is dead.
No, not Reagan.
Mr. Lee Roth?
This is on the same topic as Reagan being the president after being an actor. In Fresno, we had Alan Autry from In the Heat of the Night.
I don't know what that is.
You know Bubba from In the Heat of the Night?
I don't know what that is.
No.
Well, Bubba from In the Heat of the Night was the mayor of Fresno for a goodly long time. And,
goodly, they say out in Fresno.
Yeah. I'm just thinking it's only a matter of time.
I wore an onion on my belt, which was the style at the time.
He had the Jake leg, some say. Probably because he didn't have an onion around his belt. But I think it's only a matter of time before we get Paisley. Paisley in there as the president.
Who's Paisley?
She's going to read, like, Paisley, do you have an inauguration speech? And she's like, I'm a cutie patootie.
Oh, right.
I'm a little something girl. You know I'm not snooty. Well,
I do not claim to be a political historian, but I remember growing up that Reagan wasn't exactly celebrated as doing the most amazing things. And now all of a sudden he's
now he's like
the Republican god.
This is crazy, like, revisionist
history. There was a whole movement to get him on Mount Rushmore. Not even kidding. Which is so silly and ridiculous, but true.
Did he sell weapons to the?
Well, no, that was the thing.
Wasn't there that whole thing?
This is the Republican debates. The whole point of the Republicans debates is to trick people into disagreeing with Reagan. So, like, they'll be like, "Hey, so you would never negotiate with terrorists, right?
Never.
Oh, you know, Reagan negotiated with terrorists.
Next question.
You're like, damn you, Ron Paul."
Yeah, Ron Paul just tricking everybody.
Yeah, he's like, remember arms for hostages? Yeah, that's what
I'm going to end everything and make everyone a billionaire.
I'm going to end everything.
I'm going
to
end the Fed. I'm going to end this and that. You're all going to be billionaires.
He's such an asshole because he'll say like four things in a row where you're like, God damn, I want to vote for that guy. And they'll be like, and I want to close down the EPA and end OSHA and all.
Also, I want to give voting rights to bats.
Yeah.
I think they're smart because they live in caves.
It'll be the thing. Four good things. You'll be like, yes. And then it'll be like, and also, no more chairs. Whoa.
His campaign manager wrote this whole blog post about when they were in San Francisco not wanting to use the same toilet as a gay guy.
He's got long-term AIDS things.
So yeah, he's really scared AIDS of AIDS.
Stuff. Well, he's a doctor, to be fair.
Well Brennan, Brennan, you are someone that wears four cowboy hats on your toilet seat.
I do. I am also. I'm not scared of getting AIDS. It's just butt germs.
I will say that doctors.
Other people's butts have touched
butt germs.
That. What's other people's your, butts have touched that.
What?
I have zits on my ass. I'm pretty sure you guys do, too.
I will say this. The doctors, I'm sure you've been to the city health clinic to get an STD test.
Nope.
Yes.
They're very matter of fact about what straight people and gay people tend to.
It appears that you have not had a penis in your butt.
No, like this guy was very matter of fact. He had the blue gloves on, and he's in the middle of like pulling my dick, you know, like stretching my dick out and like looking inside.
Measuring.
Like he's like looking inside the hole with a magnifying glass and being like, "So do you think you have anything?" I'm like, "Nah, I mean, I don't think I have anything, but I just came here for."
I got to put this in my mouth to check.
Doesn't taste like you have anything.
All right. Well, now this is called the 15-minute hand job test. So it would take exactly 15 minutes.
It's really more of a test of my hand job giving skills than it is.
Oh, yes.
All right, now put your dick
so
in
the. So what did the city health clinic guy say? I want to hear this.
Dude, city health guy.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Mr. Lee Roth, we're trying to have a conversation.
All right, so he's like stretching it out, and you know he's got his gloves on, and he's like pulling it and prodding at my dick and looking into the urethra like a sailor looking into a telescope
or a periscope for that matter.
Or a periscope for that matter. And that would be a submariner. And he's like, so do you think you have anything? And I'm like, no, I mean, I don't think I have anything. And he's like, I don't think you got much to worry about, you know, unless you're having sex with guys.
they don't give a fuck in there.
That's basically what he said. He's like, and he's, I think he said it like to trick me into saying, well, yeah, I've had sex with a lot of dudes. I got poop all up in there.
You notice the corn in my urethra?
Oh.
That's what happens when dudes have sex with.
But I mean, I feel like he works at the city clinic in San Francisco. He's probably seen a lot of things.
Some shit. He's so like a Vietnam veteran.
When you get like a middle class like straight dude who's been like monogamous for three years in there, he's like, bro, get the hell out of here, seriously.
They got like a dark sense of humor because they've seen so much shit. So I rolled in there because I didn't have insurance, right? Which is you got like fucking internet insurance, so I'm sure that's why you're in there.
Yeah,
and basically. they're like, yeah, all right, drop it, and they flick it with their index finger, like, bang.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds like
you got the Jake leg.
Sounds like you need some new brakes. And then they're like, oh shit, you hear that? You're fucking dead.
Bing.
You're dead in a week. Bing. And then you look at them and they're like, I'm just fucking with you. I don't get paid. And then they slap your balls and you're out of there.
No, tell them about when the nurse came back with the results.
Oh, that was the dermatologist.
Yeah, that was good.
I went to a dermatologist and I was like, I think I have a staph infection.
Dude,
right?
Everybody, this is what going to free health clinic. Oh, the good thing about living in San Francisco is that you can get free health care. You know,
it's pretty cool.
Pretty good health care, pretty timely and pretty free.
The line is depressing.
Yeah, but the,
I mean, people got
the drawback is that the people you're there with will be like homeless and have AIDS probably.
Yeah,
and so
it's a depressing line. Yeah. So I went in there to the dermatologist, and he was a real dermatologist. I just had like a voucher or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I roll in there and I sit down in the chair,
Groupon, if you will.
Yeah, and I was like, I think I have a staph infection because you don't want MRSA or whatever, and your fucking leg falls off.
No, you don't, or your penis.
Bing. So I'm sitting there and he rolls it and he's like, well, so this is the first time I've seen this guy. He's like, bad news is he got herpes. And I was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, and the other shit's not looking too good either. And I'm like, this is the first time I've been in here. I don't know. He's like, oh shit. Are you Kevin? It's like, no, I'm Brett.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah,
that really happened.
Swear to God. And he's like, oh shit, what are you in for? I was like, I think I got a staph infection. He's like, nah, man, that's just a rash. So you're good. I was like, what the fuck was the other shit Kevin has? I am very concerned about Kevin.
We need to talk about Kevin.
You run out of the waiting room, Kevin.
Kevin, you got some other shit, man.
It's not even just herpes.
I love it. He's just like,
running with the Kevin.
He didn't even examine. Just, you got herpes and the other shit's not looking so good either.
Kevin, what do you think the other shit could have possibly been?
It's probably melanoma.
Oh,
I was just like, I want to help Kevin out. I'm like, Kevin, you got to get that removed.
Your asshole is tumorous.
Kevin, you've got a lot of problems, Kevin. So
how do you lead in with you got herpes?
That's a good segue. Wow, man.
You got herpes and the other stuff's worse than that.
I probably shouldn't.
So I'm going to play a guessing game.
Good news and bad news.
Wait, I think Vince was about to say I probably shouldn't share this.
I probably shouldn't share this.
But just do it anyway.
It's already on your phone. It's already there on your phone.
So I sent Joe, you know, basically you text your friends all the worst thoughts in the world that you have. That's basically, Joe, I text all the worst thoughts in the world that I have. You know how there's that Southwest Cares commercial where they like go and like they give brownies to that little girl with cancer?
Yeah.
And so I text Joe, I'm like, hey, you know that bald chick in the Southwest Cares commercial? They've been running that for 4 or 5 years now. By all odds, she's probably dead by now.
She was in a Ronald McDonald House commercial too.
And Joe says, I actually know her. And I was like, oh, yeah? And he goes, this is his text message. I used to work at a deli, and she would always come in on Tuesday for a free sandwich on Tumor Tuesdays.
I was just concerned he was going to say biblically.
Oh, Mr. King. Vince didn't like that joke, by the way. Brendan did, though. Oh, Mr. King.
Tuber Tuesday.
When I go to hell, I hope that Joe King has already presided over it for a good 10 years, and he's just sort of in charge now. It is just like, it's Falcon time, bitches.
I say some really wrong shit, and not many people top me, but Joe consistently tops me, and I have no response to it.
Quiet gasp.
I'm just like, touche, my friend.
You do the
Tuber Tuesday.
You do the go-to Vince giggle.
Yeah, basically.
It comes up really well on audio.
It's mostly silent.
No,
it turns out it's not. Are we blooping anyone else in? Do we get a hold of anyone else?
I remember when I first met one of the first times I met Brett, and I was like watching something, and you're
straight ignored.
sorry. Say that again. Are we blooping? No, we're not blooping in anyone else. Sorry, Ben. We're not blooping in anyone else. I apologize.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Hey, Vince, ask me a question.
Have you ever?
Hey, so anyway, Brendan.
Have you ever run with the devil?
No! Anyway, you were talking to Brett. I don't want to interrupt your conversation. Go ahead. You're talking about fleshlights.
No, one of the first times I met Brett, I was like in his suite watching some show or something, and it's someone who'd never met me before, like heard my laugh, and it was coming in to make fun of me, and it was one of your like nerdy suite mates, and then he came in, and he's like, "Oh, who's laughing like a fat?" And then he like sort of stopped, and he's like, "I probably should make fun of this guy."
Oh, my poor nerdy suite mates. I went to the engineering school, and so I had these five guys who I met twice that I remember, and I would just pass out in the bathroom, covered in vomit, mm-hmm. and they just
like, only like 4 days a week.
No, it's probably happened. I mean, maybe six times out of the year I spent with them, and they would be so nice, and they'd like drag me by my legs, I assume, back into my room because it'd be like a trail of vomit.
They'd pull your legs and push them against your chest to get the blood back into your heart.
Yeah, they probably
like in a Popeye cartoon.
They probably saved my life.
Water just spurting out.
And I probably was just like, shut up, pussy, shut up, stop saving my life, bitch. Oh, yes.
That's what Brett was saying. Yeah. They were resuscitating
him. I couldn't be friends with them because I hated college so much the first week. Because I came from a hick high school and we drank in the parking lot. And I thought college was going to be so awesome because this one guy that I went with an interview with made me hit a gravity bong and watch Reservoir Dogs. And I got lost.
You're like, I love college.
I know, it's so amazing. And they took me to a USD party, which is full, like, it's like 80% women. And I was just like, college is the best thing on the planet. And then you show up and it's all nerdy dudes and no one's
partied.
Yeah,
they tricked us bad.
Like
coming from the country, like in the country, everyone gets really drunk in the country.
Every day.
Like, you know, our valedictorian was like the nerdiest Asian engineer guy, and he would get shit faced with us, and he was a blast.
He'd have a beer and be drunk, and it was so fun.
No, he was just an outgoing dude, and he was nerdy, but he was fun.
Yeah, very few nerds that didn't also hang
in the country.
Out.
There were smart people, but there was no separation between like fun and like nerdy smart. It was very blurry. Yeah. And then I got to college, and there was like these harsh lines. I was like, "What?
People are really serious.
You tricked me
about college. Some people take college very serious.
It's like, what do you mean your mom won't let you drink? Where is your mother? And she's like, oh, she's in Irvine."
That's where all their moms were, weren't they?
Yes.
At the Spectrum.
Yes, at the Spectrum.
Brendan had none of that.
No, when I went down there, well, actually the second time after my recruiting trip, I was with a bunch of the seniors, or seniors-to-be, and we bought a bunch of Budweiser, and we got kicked out of a women's softball game, and then we got kicked out of a frat house. And then, we just like did a bunch of other shit. I think we shot lizards with pellet guns.
Wow.
Like, this is the greatest day of my life. Yeah.
So that's my recruiting trip was almost identical, except for none of that.
Right.
But I mean, Vince and Ben went to the same school I did. You guys identify, right? Where it's like you feel some sort of ballast pressure where you have to sort of achieve higher in your debauchery because no one else is doing it, where you have to like carry the standard for these people.
Yeah.
I mean, remember poor Steph, Byron's girlfriend? She was like, this is my first year, so I was working pretty hard at it. And she just comes in, she's like, well, we thought you died because you left at midnight, but then we found you passed out naked between your mini fridge. And it's a little uncomfortable because I had to touch your butt a little bit, but you didn't die because we flipped you over. She was nice. She helped out.
Well, yeah, our school wasn't the entire party school. The one thing, despite the fact it would have been very expensive, I do miss the experience of maybe going to like a Georgia school.
I feel schools that were more social, you can get away with just like, you know, having three or four beers and having a good time.
Yeah.
Where it was like, when you're stuck, when you're like the only one, when there's like two people drinking and the rest, everybody's stone cold sober. It's like, all right, well, we have to get really, really drunk. Well,
can't deal with all these sober people. Yeah, better get drunk.
Definitely a ballast, but there's also definitely not a lot of people that went to college had already been partying. Like they'd maybe gotten drunk a couple times, where I feel like the four of us had done our fair share.
Yeah.
You know, starting in
I feel like we all came from party high schools.
And yeah.
Well, we would get drunk and blow, you know, set things on
blow
fire.
Blow guys. You get drunk.
It was
blow
the country.
Guys.
I didn't know what the city life consisted of. I thought everybody like would, you know, get drunk
and blow guys,
fast food bathrooms, and make grenades
Oh God! Remember when you didn't have alcohol and you just set things on fire for no reason? You didn't know why you were so.
Oh, it was
angry.
Best when they combined
just,
the two.
You're just so mad and you didn't know why.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh God, I didn't know that this alcohol thing could totally fix that.
Yeah, flares were pretty fun.
Oh God, the road flares. Industrial one that you keep in the back of your Explorer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like maybe you stole a box of them.
I mean, why did we have so many fucking oil drums? Like who?
I didn't.
I had no oil drums.
Really? We had.
You lived in a video game.
Those are Brett. Those are for the bodies.
Did you go to high school with Donkey Kong?
Those are for the bodies.
I remember we tried to drop one off after we had
a body.
No, we had a bonfire on it. And then we kept filling it with garbage, right? So the garbage would burn, but like there's a good layer of ash, and the bottom had burned mostly out, and it was in the back of my pickup truck. And we're trying to drop it off at this convenience store, and it's still on fire, right? And the guy's just screaming at us, like, "You can't leave that here." We're like, "What are you gonna do? Lift it up? It's on fire!" And we're scooting it out the back of my pickup truck,
ever so slowly.
Yeah, while this guy is screaming at us, and he's just like, "You can't leave that here." And we're like, "It's on fire! You can't stop us! What are you gonna do? Touch it?" And so we just left.
It's a good story.
You gave him a couple free fleshlights.
Well,
it's great.
Before fleshlights.
It's a great story.
It's on fire.
Yeah.
We had oil drums.
Well, so, I don't know if anyone else... What? Go ahead.
You got it.
I was going to say, I don't know if anyone else made a list of anything. I think I only have one movie that was good this year.
Are we doing lists? I thought next week was lists, and this week we're going to do Dragon Tattoo.
I need to see like 10 movies to make a list.
Yeah, I need to see 9 more movies.
I made a list, and two of them... And I think it was like a top 6 were Mission Impossible and Dragon Tattoo. Which
so you
I
like
saw
Mission Impossible a lot?
I wouldn't. All right. So my take on Mission Impossible, definitely see it in IMAX.
Yes,
by the way, IMAX
I agree.
Rapes your wallet. $17.50.
Yeah.
And if you don't show up 3 hours early, you get one of the seats that isn't directly in the middle,
fair,
and your eyes fucking freak out.
I saw it for free, and I could sit almost anywhere I wanted, but it didn't have the Dark Knight Rises prologue in front of it.
Oh, so that was really cool, by the way. Christopher Nolan, turns out, is really good at making movies.
Only about cities, though.
I don't get it.
He shoots a good cityscape. Like, that's his
Inception
fucking repertoire.
Was about cities.
It was mostly about cities.
What about Memento?
I mean, the snow level, but I mean, it was the good stuff was in the city.
Anyway, yes, the prologue was kick-ass, except for the complaint. If you read out there on the interwebs, it's
as
true.
We do,
you can't understand Bane, unfortunately. So hopefully they'll fix that in post. No, it's more like next step, blow up this plane. It's kind of like that.
Yeah,
because
it wasn't that hard to understand in the trailer.
No,
I had to watch it twice.
So it's a 6-minute prologue, which I don't think is actually a prologue. It's not a scene that would not be in the actual movie.
Yeah. It's just the first 6 minutes of the movie, right?
I don't know if it would be the intro of the movie. I think that's what they did for The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
But
was
it was really cool.
Scene?
No, it was not. It was a whole separate scene. It was weird only because they introed it with Gary Oldman saying something very brief about Harvey Dent, and then it just went into the straight other scene. Batman was barely even in it at all.
City of Citizens of Gotham, wasn't it awesome when Harvey Dent didn't have half of his face burned off?
I wish Gary Oldman wouldn't play it straight and he was like crazy, like Stansfield from The Professional, where he's like, Gotham City has a problem. We're going to shoot it with a shotgun.
What about what about Zorg?
Pills.
Zorg from Fifth Element.
Oh, yeah, Zorg. He
was
great.
That was one with the little plastic.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. So anyway, Mission Impossible, if you're going to see it and you...
I love Brahms.
If you have an IMAX theater in distance of you, definitely see it in IMAX. It was good. If you did not like the other Mission Impossibles, I will guarantee
you. Did you see it at the Metreon 70mm?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Full IMAX. Where I saw it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if you have not seen a movie that shot some of the scenes in IMAX with IMAX cameras, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of the sweeping sort of helicopter shots.
I'd never seen an IMAX movie before that, and that
was
my first IMAX.
Which actually is sad.
I know, it is. It's weird.
Because you should have seen the only other two that Tron, Inception, and Dark Knight were all
the funny thing is,
I sat in the first row in Tron.
Yeah, but see, that's terrible.
You know, the problem with the IMAX thing is that you have a strip of rows that is about 18 deep.
Half of
there
the
are
theater,
18 good so, seats in an IMAX movie.
No, that's not true. Half of the theater is good. And so if you could probably circle it, you could probably circle about in like the middle half and then all the way up.
You mean like walk while the movie's playing? Like just walk back and forth?
No, that is not what I mean.
I don't know what you're
I mean,
about.
There's a circle of seats within. It's a humongous theater. And out of the...
But I'm saying at least half of that theater is unusable for an IMAX. And an IMAX 3D presentation is fucking worthless.
True.
See, that's the thing. Like, I've never... Maybe the one time when I thought 3D like actually added something was like Avatar.
Well, it's Coraline.
Agreed.
Tron was awesome for 3D.
Yeah.
Also agreed.
Yeah. I thought Coraline was really awesome.
All right, for the most part...
Tron was good in 3D.
For the most part, like, 3D I could give or take, but IMAX is legit. I don't like, instead of going towards like everything 3D, if they went everything IMAX, I'd be fully behind it.
Yeah, I saw Avatar,
like fake
IMAX
fake
3D.
Three-dimensional. I mean, your eyes are already attuned to creating a 3D image out of a two-dimensional image, so bigger is fucking awesome.
Well,
it's also
a slightly curved screen. I mean, it's a cool experience.
Yeah,
it's worth the 3D movies in IMAX. I think are like $22, which blows my mind.
Yeah, but I mean,
can you imagine if you're taking four kids to that?
Oh my god, $125.
They won't stop crying because they got motion sickness.
Yeah,
yeah.
I always think about my friends that have like three kids, and it's like, can you even? I mean, taking three kids and your wife to a 3D IMAX movie. You think about
and
that.
And when you take kids there, you're buying popcorn,
and they all want iPads for Christmas.
It's It's legitimately
hey, none of those bullshit iPad ones.
No,
it's legitimately like $200 trip to go to the theater.
I was so. I mean, this is a total aside. I was in Hawaii, went on one of those snorkeling trips. It was like I don't know, $50 or $60 a person. We were waiting. Everyone was waiting for this last group to get there. Turned out it was a Mormon group with no joke, seven kids at least. They just were streaming on, and it just blew my mind to think. That's $50-$60 a person just streaming on, and that's for every activity.
Mormons
they do.
Are usually rich, though.
Dude, did you see
from the Book of Mormon?
Did you see a movie? Did you see a movie in Hawaii?
No,
that is the best experience I've ever had, and weird, right? Well, like I went to see Harry Potter opening night, the last one, and I showed up at 6:30 for a 6:30 show. We were like a minute late. And we're like, hey, can we get tickets to the 8:30 screening of Harry Potter?
Sure, bruh.
And they were like, no, well, we still got like 100 seats left on the 6:30 one. And we're like, all right, cool. Well, I guess we'll just sit in there. And like, people are like enthusiastic about the movie, but not talking during it. So like a big scene that like scream, but not really chat during the quiet parts. It's weird.
So, hey, bro, I was sleeping in my car today and I was like, hey, I heard your sister's dating a Howley.
Hawaiian sounded Mexican.
Yeah,
they sound very similar. Have you heard them? Like, if there are two, if there are two,
hold on,
no. If there are two
Mexican,
if there are two more similar accents than Hawaiian and Cholo, I would like to hear them.
We're gonna read emails.
No, we're gonna talk about Dragon Tattoo. We still haven't heard
Dragon Tattoo.
Tattoo. You guys saw it,
Brett. So Brett,
all right, I'm gonna go pee.
All right, go pee.
Go pee. Yeah, go ahead, guys. You saw it together.
Yeah.
And you think you saw it at a screen?
I thought it was great, except I thought the whole first 2 hours or so reminded me very heavily of Zodiac, which is great because I think Zodiac's fantastic. Yeah. But I thought the last bit of the movie was pretty bad.
Well, so from what I read, it's pretty...
On multiple levels, not just on, like, the...
I did not read the book. I didn't see the miniseries. I didn't see anything else. I just went into it...
Yeah,
pretty,
me too.
...pretty much cold. I was open canvas, and they tattooed a dragon right on my back. I thought it was good, and I thought the 2:45, like, running time was actually okay. It felt long,
But it was a fun journey through the whole thing.
Until the last 15 for me, I would agree.
And so, but from what I understand, they were pretty close to what the original book and original story was. It unfortunately
you
was
can take of, my criticisms as of the book. I don't know.
It was kind of a layup at the end, it felt like. Yeah, just in terms of the whole story, in terms of everything. I don't know what would have been necessarily better. But it felt like a little bit of a layup, a little bit of like a really? Like that's
well, it seemed very very grounded and very like slow build. And then at the end, it just sort of turned into like Lifetime Movie of the Week where they're like, oh, yeah, and this happened and this happened and this happened and this happened and this happened. Okay. And you're like, all right, I guess.
although I did enjoy the girl with the dragon tattoo just milking all the money out of all the accounts. That was fun.
Yeah. But I mean, I like the idea.
There's a book. There's a book. You can read it. It already happened.
I like the idea of it, but by the end of the movie, like, did you even really were you even thinking about that plot? Like
no.
It started with the you know Blomquist and the industrialist and you know and you know their libel suit. And by the end, I didn't give two shits about that story.
Yeah.
Well, what I thought was that it, at the end, the way it ended, it didn't really feel to me like they had fallen in love. It seemed like they were just both kind of using each other.
Yeah,
bone,
exactly.
You know? So,
yeah.
Yeah,
it seemed like they're, you know, and I loved the scene where she, like, seduced him. Like, that was totally a thing that girls can get away with that guys can't, where she just, like, comes in and she pulls her pants down. She's like, so, you know, you want to do it?
He's like, we shouldn't do this. And she said, yeah.
Yeah,
but we should.
But we should. And he's like, all right.
I'm getting a boner. I need to put this somewhere. My fleshlight in the wall. It's cold.
It was a good scene. And then at the end, I wrote about how that was like my least favorite scene in the movie in my review and how I hated that it sort of turns her into a victim at the end. Like, I don't mind the idea of her being vulnerable at all. I just feel like to end on that scene, it gives it false weight where I don't know. I could see that being like the start of the next installment. But like you see, you know, you set up this girl who's sort of, you know, she's not a victim and
except when she gets raped in the butt.
Well, but that's the thing. Like she gets kicked around. She refuses to be a victim. She's empowering.
I think it's a problem with any sort of story though. Is how do you end it so people are happy? Because you can't end it happy in that movie.
Yeah,
you can't.
I wasn't expecting a happy ending, but I feel like that scene where I didn't get that she would be like hurt all of a sudden because she saw him with another dude. Like she's been set up to be disappointed by dudes like her entire life. Like, is she really gonna be like disappointed when this? I don't know.
Well, it's someone that's been disappointed her whole life, but just because you've been disappointed, maybe you think this one is different.
Yeah,
I'm not making excuses. I don't know how to end it.
I'm not saying I'm necessarily
right. I don't know how to end it. I don't know if there was a better way to do it. It did. Unfortunately, it was this awesome, you know, multiple storylines all combining with each other. It's definitely worth seeing. That much is I would say.
I mean, it's 90% a great movie.
I would definitely recommend seeing it. I give it the Jew thumbs up, despite the Nazis in there. Wow, I've never seen so many.
Well, that
Nazis.
Was where it ended, and it was and yeah. I don't want to spoil it for people, I guess I already did. But
I think Fincher is good as well, and he was good in this. It made me think of The Game. First of all, combining a lot of different storylines, I think he's good. But I think going back to there's a lot of sort of flashback scenes to the 60s or whenever it was. Mm-hmm. I think he's really good at making it feel like you're actually in that time period with photos, with short flashbacks. Other than that, didn't really blow me away in terms of pure filmmaking.
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, I don't think it would be on my year-end list.
It was good. I would definitely recommend it.
I would recommend it. It wouldn't be on my year-end, like, top 10 list, but I don't think. It was good. So you know, it's not going to...
I looked
you're
back,
not going to leave the theater and be like, oh, that sucked. This was a waste of time.
No, you definitely will leave the theater. You should have enjoyed it. If you didn't, there's something wrong with you, probably. No, I mean, it was good. It's worth seeing.
One thing I thought they did really well was, like, you know, you talked about it being kind of a slow build, and it was, but the first act of the
ruin
movie.
This, me.
I'm not. The first act of the movie, they just go from scene to scene. It's like boom, 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 boom. It's all so quick and everything moves really well. And I thought they did a really good job of that so it doesn't get boring or stale.
Yeah, I was definitely never bored. By the end, I was like, wow, how long is this going? When are they going to wrap it up?
Yeah.
But definitely the type of movie that close to 3-hour runtime without any big elaborate action sequences or anything. And it didn't feel like – it felt long, but it didn't necessarily feel like 3 hours.
I feel like it was sort of like young adult where it wasn't –
we're back to this again.
Well, but they set it – they sort of set you up to expect a more – you know, like a grander statement, and in the end, it wasn't that grand of a statement. It was just like it was kind of a good inconsequential movie, which is fine. But you know, it's always disappointing when they sort of set you up where it's like this is going to be this fucking grand statement and unique sort of experience, and then it's like, ah, well, it was just sort of an above average, you know, genre movie.
It was basically a sort of a crime thriller within a small world.
Yeah, it was a very good episode of Law and Order, you know.
Harsh.
It was.
Yeah, it's not that harsh.
Law and Order is like the most
original Law and Order. Yeah. Before they went to like Law and Order Criminal Puke.
Criminal
that's my favorite one.
Yeah. Well, you can. I'm
looking at this. I see a little bit of burrito. I see a little bit of chorizo.
This asparagus piece.
Guilty.
Yeah, it was certainly enjoyable. Anyway, I'd recommend it. I would actually, and like I said, I'd recommend Ghost Protocol as well, sir, but in IMAX. Break the bank, go to IMAX, get a good seat.
No one cares what you think, Ben.
That's so true. I got so many emails that said, shut him up.
Dear Ben, we don't care what you think.
That's so true. Well, we'll wait for Vince to get back because we have an email from Armin White.
Oh, yeah, we got to read that in the voice, though.
We'll read that. Well, I can't do it.
I know. We got to wait for
Armin White Hammond can do it.
Brendan.
Brendan looks bored.
What do you think?
I don't even know how to do the Armin White Hammond.
No, I'm not asking. I'm just saying, what do you think?
British Bill Cosby could do it. What would British Bill Cosby say about Girl with a Dragon Tattoo?
I did not like the rampant buggery. All the permanent marking of the tattoos. On the solar plexus.
I think Brett is vomiting.
You just made Brett
puke. Is that a first? Is that a landmark?
British Bill Cosby.
Way to get the mic in there.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure people really want to hear
that's
that.
Real. That's real. That's real Brett vomit. How did British Bill Cosby? How did British Bill Cosby kill Brett? I think it's a quadruple hopped beer. So Brett drinks quadruple hop beer, and so I'm comfortable with 3 hops, but a quadruple.
Why is he puking?
He threw up in your trash can.
I gave the British Bill Cosby review of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
I know, but I didn't. Does British Bill Cosby hunt the fox?
Wow, that was fun.
Does British Bill Cosby hunt foxes?
No!
Hey, so we were hoping to hear from Armin White from an email.
Oh, we did have an email.
It's a little long.
Armin White reviewed the Frogcast, I believe.
Which is really appreciated. Brett, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Brett, what happened there?
Yeah, what was the line that killed you?
It was the long pause where he just breathed in, and I laughed at it, and I got some of the triple hop right in the lungs.
No, to be fair, it's a quadruple hop.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's the fourth hop that really.
Well, that's what makes it so ironic is the fourth hop.
Yeah.
All right. A fellow named Logan decided to review the Frogcast.
Spot on review, by the way.
Spot on review. He somehow dug up this review.
Hold on. The reason I'm so loud is I'm using your mic. You've been fucking amping your mic for years, and
I was wondering why I sounded so stupid.
Yeah.
Hey. I got puke on my microphone. I saw this squirrel, and it touched me such a deep level. I had to, you know, get rid of my guts.
By the way, there's a fake Brett Twitter. Doesn't tweet a lot, but pretty funny.
Yeah.
Logan dug up this review of Armand White reviewing the Frogcast, and here it is. This was Armand White's review of the Frogcast.
Read it in the voice.
In becoming au courant with the audio quandary that is Film Drunk Frogcast, one must inevitably start with an examination of the founder and apparently linchpin of the Enterprise. The less said about Vincent Mancini, the better. Even casual listeners are aware of the catastrophic failure of humor evinced by an increasingly desperate series of puns, jokes, dated references, coughs, and hastily created games. It is, however, made clear with prodigious celerity that his role as the inept, bumbling skipper of the Frogcast's helm is an apt metaphor for our current lack of vision as a people and contemporary crisis of political leadership. Brendan acts primarily as the chortling, cartoonishly buffoonish Igor to Mancini's Dr. Frankenstein. His insertion into the podcast is a ham-fisted attempt to correct the utter lack of appeal of his three co-hosts.
That's not true.
Through his incessant reference of football and Pavlovian baritone giggles about poop, poo-poo, fecal transplants, and other sundry bodily fluids, he attempts to utterly typify the contemporary state of American male as a grossly overgrown, perpetually adolescent man-child, interested in little but base bodily functions and aggressive displays of poorly conceived masculinity. A sad, intellectually stunted creature reminiscent of Andy Serkis's luminescently portrayed Gollum, Brett shows occasional flashes of original thought and intellectual curiosity, only to be overridden by his co-host with a ferocity that reminds one of the attack on Conan's village in the opening of the excellent 1992 film Conan the Barbarian.
1982.
That's what I said.
90.
Each time the orally violating shrieks of the other three Herodons drown out the whisper of nascent reason that is Brett's sole contribution to the podcast, one can all but hear the ghostly swell of Orff's Carmina Burana and see Thulsa Doom riding down upon the undefended, snow-covered village of Brett's well-intentioned observations. With his love of the modern cinema verite that is robot fighting, rocket hands, and tedious opinions, Ben, quote, the motorcycle riding Jew, comes as close as is possible in this tongue-tied dystopia of politically correct tiptoeing to justifying anti-Semitism.
I rafflecopter to that.
Each asinine phrase that issues from his mouth is like a cloud of flesh-rending locusts tearing at the psyche of the listener. Each mumbled ranting that spills forth is like another biblical plague visited upon an audience of humbled pharaohs.
That's pretty good.
After even a single listening of the Frogcast, even the most benevolent of hearts will fervently desire the tympanic, torturing tongue of this harpy to be consumed in a fire that blazes with the heat of 6 million menorahs.
That's like 8 days per menorah.
That's a lot of days.
The only reason to review this Rube Goldbergian contraption, seemingly engineered only to deliver audio mediocrity via the internet, is Fake Brett. Fake Brett's insights and starkly honest utterances offer up a mirror to increasingly technocratic, faceless, and authoritarian society. Indeed, what should any of us be doing but stopping to closely observe Mother Nature and draw the squirrels? With a folksy drawl and agreeable demeanor, Fake Brett appears simple, even deeply retarded at first glance. Closer examination, however, reveals a deep-seated fear and hints at a slave-like existence, with frequent mentions of they and an implied mandate to stop and draw the squirrels. Fake Brett reveals that we all live under the omnipresent, omnipotent jackboot of a they, so powerful that even our simple pleasures and plebeian entertainments are carefully controlled and calculated by outside forces. Not since Orwell's 1984 has the methodology and face of Big Brother been so clearly shown. It is through Fake Brett that the seemingly pedestrian fare offered up by the Film Drunk Frogcast is revealed to be the most honest medium of social commentary and greatest tool for change we oppressed mortals have. While the so-called 99% are futilely occupying our physical reality, Fake Brett's call to arms occupies the deepest recesses of our consciousness.
I feel like of all the real characters, the only one that Armand White really likes is Brett.
It's yeah. Well, he liked you.
He's always a contrarian.
No, well, he basically said we drown Brett out, but Brett has a lot of things to say.
No, but Brendan acts as is an attempt to correct the utter lack of appeal of the three co-hosts.
I liked the guy who wrote in with the Brett classic, because sometimes fake Brett's just too easy to get along with. For those times, a Brett classic.
I like that fake Brett may, at first glance, have some severe retardation.
That was a good email. That was well thought out and
well written.
Vocabulous.
Yeah,
for perhaps too well thought out, one might say.
Yeah, that was great.
Did you write that, Vince?
I did not. Are you kidding me?
He wishes.
You've read my adolescent scribblings.
He went to school for 3 years to write, and he couldn't come up with
the
that.
The only email that Vince has sent me for the last, 10 years is just a picture of a dick with an arrow pointing to it that says you. And it's not even like a well-drawn dick. Like, it's as if you've never even seen a dick.
It's a childlike scrawl.
It's got horns.
As most penises do.
Oh, no, I think it makes it look super awesome.
It's got flames, too.
It's like a hot rod, but dick.
It's a dick rod.
It's a hot rod, period. Shoop, shoopy doop.
Well, I think that
will do it for this year.
This was our first full calendar year of Fraudcast.
I hated this year.
Yeah.
I hate you guys.
Year of my life.
I hate you, the internet.
Yep. Everybody is hated. But everyone, you know, I hope you have a wonderful new year, end of 2011.
Indeed.
Sure. Yeah. Fart it up.
All right, and until next year.
Until next year, 2012, which is the last year.
Right, if I can,
final year.
If I go ahead, Vince.
If I can get our intern to
best of
actually
it.
Edit up a best of, send us some emails about what you think should be on a best of.
You're really going to make him listen to all of the
songs? No, I'm not going to make him listen to all, but if we can get suggestions about where to look for things that would be on the best of, I think that would be a
wonderful... You're going to make the audience.
This was our first full year. If you want to hear a best of, what would you want to hear on it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, what would you want to hear?
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
We're crowdsourcing.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's crowdsource this bitch.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Until next year.
Send the suggestions to fraudcast@gmail.com. Vince, what's the Google voice number?
415-275-0030. Next week, we're going to be back with some crazy best of, like all your favorite guests, all your favorite everything, just everything that you've ever wanted in a podcast.
Are we doing late lists?
Yeah, we're doing late lists.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Until next year, fraud tarts, good night and good chins.
Vagina.